All of this started when the FDA cited several New York cheesemakers for aging their cheese on wooden surfaces. When the New York Department of Agriculture asked for clarification, the FDA responded by saying that wood, long used by cheesemakers across the country and around the globe, can't be adequately cleaned and therefore can't be used.
I mean, this is the mother of all bad ideas.
Congressman Peter Welch.
We have been using cheese boards since we began making cheese. It literally goes back like to Adam and Eve.
In the past few days, Welch has moved to stop the rule in its tracks.
I'm trying to put together an amendment that will offer that would handcuff the FDA by prohibiting the use of any funds for the enforcement of what is clearly a very stupid regulation.
The regulation would affect imported cheese, too. Think Parmigiano-Reggiano and Beaufort, which Welch says would touch off a trade war with Europe. And for cheesemakers here at home, it would mean fantastically expensive upgrades.
Jasper Hill cheese, it could cost them $20 million.
The Vermont Cheese Council has heard from its members around the state since the news broke. Here's Executive Director Tom Bivens.
About 60% of our cheesemakers age on wood. They're certainly communicating to me that they're concerned and worried that somehow or another this is going to impact their business, their businesses, and these are small businesses all throughout the state.
On Tuesday, the FDA issued a statement clarifying their position. It said, quote, "The FDA does not have a new policy banning the use of wooden shelves in cheesemaking." Some interpreted this as a sign that the FDA was standing down, but Welch says it's just muddying the water. After all, this isn't a new policy that's in question, but an interpretation of an existing rule.
Now, it may be that the FDA rule that has been in place, I guess, since 1986, they wisely ignored, but now are starting to enforce. And the bottom line here is that there should be some real clarity.
Until now, it's not as if aging cheese on wood has been a cloth-wrapped free-for-all. Here in Vermont, cheesemakers actually adhere to U.S. Department of Agriculture standards. That's according to Vermont's Deputy Secretary of Agriculture, Diane Bothfeld.
After each aging of cheese on the wooden shelves, they need to be cleaned, and then they need to be sanitized in some manner.
The agency accepts heat treatment, essentially pasteurizing the boards in a kiln or in the oven to kill bacteria, or treating them with a sanitizing solution. As for the benefits of using wood, Bothfeld says it's all about the terroir.
If your boards are, you know, from your farm, you cut the wood and you put the boards together and all that type of thing, then it's very much continues that terroir. What's in your cheese aging cave that makes your cheese unique?
For now, cheesemakers and officials are waiting to see what becomes of Peter Welch's effort to rein in what he calls, quote, an agency run amok. For VPR News, I'm Angela Evansee.